Let's move on to agenda item 5, our uncontested items calendar. Mr. Briggs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Items are listed here, and I'll just mention them. Item 7 are the recommended closures, and I'll remind you that we had a supplemental sheet regarding the service station in Pismo Beach that's included in item 7. Item 8 actually doesn't require any action because those are staff closures, so we should remove that from the consent calendar. Item 10 is rescission of waste discharge requirements for the Red Barn in Aromas, Monterey County. Item 11 is a resolution in support of Mission Hills Community Services District, and that also has a supplemental sheet. Item 14 is the total maximum daily load for nitrate. It's TMDL for nitrate for Los Barros Creek watershed. Item 15 is the TMDL for chlorpyrifos in the San Antonio Creek watershed. And that's the consent calendar. So, again, we need to delete item 8 from that.
Okay.
Staff closures.
So there's 7, 10, 11, 14, and 15. Do we have any speaker cards, Mr. Briggs, for any of those that we have just noted?
No, we don't.
And is there any member of the public here that wishes to have any of those particular agenda items pulled from the uncontested items calendar?
With that, Mr. Chair, I'll move the consent agenda.
Okay.
And I'll second. I just have some discussion.
Sure.
On 14 and 15, I just have a question. I don't need them to be polled or anything.
Yeah.
Just to keep me educated on this. 14 and 15, the TMDLs heavily rely on the ag waiver that was just passed, and I didn't quite understand that. So if someone could explain to me the relevance of how we're using the ag waiver in these two cases, and secondly, what would happen in these two cases were the ag waiver to be successfully challenged at the state level, and either it be stayed or modified or something to that effect.
Chris Rose of our staff supervises the total maximum daily load unit. Chris?
Yes, thank you. This is Chris Rose of the TMDL program here at the regional board. And yes, we are relying on the agricultural order that was adopted by this board in March. And of course, if that particular order is petitioned successfully and stayed, then what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to rely on any other regulatory mechanism that we would be using to regulate agricultural discharges. So if we went to the old waiver and we renewed that, then we would just use that. Okay, so what we tried to do is in the requirements we tried to reflect what was in the what we feel is necessary in order to implement the TMDLs, and that is reflected both in the order that was adopted in March, as well as the order that was that is currently in effect. Or, I'm sorry, the waiver that is still in effect until September. So either way, we are covered.
Thank you.
All right.
Mr. Johnston.
Yeah, I just have one further question. The TMDL on nitrate in Los Barros Creek watershed.
Right.
That, as I understand it, tell me if I've got it right, that sets a TMDL that is a maximum that can be an effluent going off of farms, municipal waste, et cetera, into Los Barros Creek. And there was something with groundwater that I didn't quite get. Maybe you can explain that to me.
Okay. So when you say the word effluent, I think of a point source, and that TMDL is all about non-point sources. So it isn't an effluent. Rather, what it is a receiving water concentration target. So the TMDL and the numeric targets are set as receiving water concentration resulting from non-point sources, which is agriculture in that watershed. We also have shallow groundwater in that watershed that is impacted by nitrogen fertilizer application. And so what we'd like to see is we would also like to see some groundwater monitoring of the shallow groundwater to make sure that we see progress in achieving also that same target of 10 milligrams per liter for the protection of the municipal water supply. So it's all non-point sources, and it's 10 milligrams per liter in receiving water concentration.
Okay, so if I understand it correctly, then the meaning of the TMDL is that we're setting a target that we're not currently at a lot of the time. We're setting a target for the receiving water, and are we laying any additional requirements on other than those already existent in the ag waiver?
No.
Thank you.
Okay. Any other? Dr. Wolf.
Let's see. Are we getting back to item six?
Well, we're just discussing.
Yes, we will. Yes, we will.
Okay. Yeah. So specifically on item, if I may, I have a couple of questions. On item eight.
That's not part of the consent calendar.
Item eight.
I pulled that out of the list.
Okay.
We'll get back to that, too.
And what about 10?
10. You have 10. A question on
yeah.
that?
Okay. Stand by. What about 11?
That's part of our motion.
7, 10, 11, 14, 15.
Okay, so on item 11, in the subject title, we refer to ordinance to control. And can we clarify the meaning of control? To regulate? To
Harvey Packard, the... This is based on a section of the water code that allows, with a finding of the water board, local agencies to control discharges from domestic self-regenerating water softeners. And water and control is used broadly, and it can mean various levels of control. It could go all the way to prohibition, but it could mean that they can apply an ordinance that would require, for instance, the most up-to-date efficient types of water softeners.
Okay. And thank you. And then does the Mission Hill Community District has a provide domestic water? Do they have a water district?
Yes, they provide water and wastewater services.
All right. So my question is that if a problem is hard water and subsequently the users have water softeners, if water softeners are going to be regulated, what is Mission Hill Community District doing themselves to mitigate, to some extent, the hard water problem going to their customers?
Mm-hmm.
I mentioned this because we had a similar issue brought up, I think, two boards ago, and that particular district all took some proactive measures to help reduce the hard water problem to their customers,
right?
As well as then regulate water softeners.
We do have representatives of the district here, which can and they can speak to that if you'd like them to. I can say that there are options, various options. Yeah, they can control it at the source before it gets used and distributed, or they can control it after the source. We've required that the district develop a plan to manage the salts in their wastewater. So we're not going to tell them how they're going to do it, but they need at the final end of the pipe, they need to be managing the salts.
Right, but you know, my
should we have them speak
I would
to
like
this,
to
and
you,
then
if
that addresses it, then they don't have to hang around for this to be brought back up on the agenda.
That sounds good.
Can we ask them, Mr. Packer, to come up?
Sure.
And point of order, just to clarify, all of this is discussion on the motion to approve the consent calendar?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning. My name is Ziad Nakasha, and I'm district counsel to Mission Hills Community Services District.
Can you speak up a little bit more, sir?
Yes, I'm sorry. My name is Ziad Nakasha from Carmel Nakasha, and I'm district counsel to the Mission Hills Community Services District. We also have today the general manager of the district, Mike Riley, and one of our board members, Mr. Jim McKenzie. Also, our assistant district counsel is here, Heather Whittem. The efforts that the district has made, to your point, Mr. Packard is correct. We've looked at various alternatives at reducing the salt problem that we have with the district. And this coming here right now, we've conducted the necessary source study. We've provided us an analysis of what's going on with the district and the problem that we face. And we find that the only way we're able to control the problem that we have based on the study is the self-regenerating water softeners. We have approximately 1,250 residential users. Approximately 50% of those, based on the study that was conducted, have self-regenerating water softeners. And we need to find a way to substantially reduce that level or change it to use the most modern technology. So we're looking at every single conceivable way of doing that so that we can meet the limits that the regional board has set. Is that a question?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Anything else, Dr. Wolf? For the items proposed for this motion?
No, that's it.
Okay. Any other comments on the motion? All right. So we have item 7, 10, 11, 14, and 15.
That's correct.
Okay. And we have a motion?
I did.
All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay. Motion carries unanimously. Thank you.